In the beginning, well, according to the Greeks anyway, there was nothing but chaos, only chaos. And then, out of nowhere, Gaia appeared. They do not know if she willed herself into existence, or chaos was getting lonely and willed her into existence. But out of nowhere came Gaia, Mother Earth, the very thing that we walk on. And then, Gaia was lonely, so then chaos, or Gaia, willed Uranus into existence. Uranus, the sky god, who was made of stars, the beautiful night sky, and all things brilliant in the sky. Gaia and Uranus were happy together. They were a happy couple, but soon others came. Oceanus, who was the titan of the ocean. Tartarus, which was their version of hell, for example. From there, Uranus and Gaia had children. Their first were 6 sons and 6 daughters, also known as the Titans. I will go into the greater detail of the Titans later on, but for now, I will just go through the beginning of what the Greeks called it. There were 12 Titans in total, the youngest being Cronos, who will eventually do some very messy stuff. So, back to the story. Gaia and Uranus were very happy with how things were going on the Earth about now. So then, next, they had more children. Gaia gave birth to her next 3, the Cyclopses, giants with 1 eye in the middle of their forehead. They were strong, and they were good blacksmiths. Uranus was disgusted. He hated new children. He picked them up, bound them in chains, and threw them into Tartarus, where they would be stuck. So the Cyclopses were thrown into Tartarus. Gaia was furious. She loved her children, all of them, be them ugly or be them beautiful. She loved them and she wanted them back. So, to try to smooth things over, she had another pair of kids. Another 3 kids with Uranus. They were the Hecanites. They were 100 hands, 50-headed beasts. They were also giants. 50 heads and 100 hands covered them. Once again, Uranus, disgusted by his children, picked them up, bound them in chains, and threw them into Tartarus. As you can see, he is not a fan of most of his sons and daughters. Gaia was furious once again. They started to grow distant, and as they grew more distant, Gaia began plotting, until one day, she finally asked the Titans to do her a favor. Gaia finally asked the Titans, "Will you do me a favor?" None of them responded. She formed a sickle out of the ground, made of the hardest substance that could ever be found. She said, "Will you kill Uranus?" Cronos, the youngest, hungry for power, and also wanting to prove that he was worthy, took the sickle and said, "Yes, I will." He asked 4 of his brothers to hold Uranus down while he cut him up. He said he'd make them some leaders in his kingdom. Gaia also asked that he release the Cyclopses and Hecanites out of the out of Tartarus. He responded he would. Uranus came down trying to make up with Gaia, but out of nowhere came the 5 Titans, Cronos and his 4 brothers. The 4 held him down while Cronos, taking a sickle, cut his dad up and threw the parts into the ocean, which dissolved into pink foam. We'll come back to that pink foam later on. And then, as the time went on, Cronos released his brothers to build a new empire. He released the Cyclopses and Hecanites, which were his brothers, from Tartarus. They came back up and they helped him build a castle. And He was starting to get annoyed by his brothers and cast them back into Tartarus. And then Mother Gaia put a curse on him. Then one of your children will be even more powerful than you, and you will be overthrown. He was worried, so he vowed to never have children. But as time went on, he started to get lonely. He noticed other Titans having families. So he decided to ask Rhea, the kindest one, to be his wife. And they were, and she accepted. They lived together until one day, Cronus was like, maybe the prophecy was a lie, and they started having kids. And so the first kid they named Hestia. Cronus felt a more powerful aura around her, and so he ate her. They had another one. Next one was Demeter. Once again, powerful aura. He ate her again. Rhea was starting to get mad. He was just like Uranus, casting away children. They had another daughter named Hera, who, once again, eaten by Cronus. Rhea was furious. She couldn't take it. So next they had a son, Hades. Powerful aura and was eaten. And was Poseidon. And then he was eaten too. Rhea was furious. She was about to have another child, but she didn't know what to do. So Mother Earth told her a place where she could put her next baby, who eventually would start something, an uprising. She decided to name the baby Zeus. After Zeus was hidden away, he was raised by nymphs on the island that would become known as Crete. As the nymphs raised him, he drank the sweetest goat milk and had the sweetest ambrosia. He grew up to be big, strong, and had the powers to transform. Eventually, his mother Rhea came back to visit him. It had only been a month, but gods, they grow up quicker than we do. As when she came, she told him all about what his father had done to his brothers and sisters. He realized he must stop his own father. He had an idea. They had an idea. He would become a waiter. He'd work at Cronus's palace, and then he'd sabotage him. Zeus knew all about drinks after learning from some of the drunk satyrs in the area. So when he got there, he said he was looking for a job. I would like to be your cupbearer. Cronus willingly agreed. He said, sure, I've been a cupbearer for a while now. He said, mix me up some ambrosia. Zeus did it perfectly. He had it, and Cronus loved it. He never realized that Zeus was a Titan, and that Zeus was actually a god, until one day when Zeus put a special thing in his cup. Cronus spit all his brothers and sisters out. Zeus shrunk back down and revealed who he really was. He was their brother. And once he revealed himself, they all decided to team up after being stuck in the stomach. The war started. It was a long war, considering they were immortal. They fought for ages and ages, until finally, Zeus and them had the best idea. They decided to go get the Cyclopses. The Cyclopses made them weapons. Zeus, the lightning bolt. Poseidon, the trident, and Hades, the helmet that made him invisible. As they continued forward with their mission. Once they had gained their weapons, they charged into battle once again. But this time, they had built a mountain. They called it Mount Olympus. They were facing off against the Titans, who were on the other tallest mountain. Zeus charged in and destroyed the mountain. And they cut up Cronus and threw him into Tartarus. Once again, it was back to Tartarus with the Titans. But this time, instead of the Hakonites being trapped down there, it was the Hakonites watching over the Titans, making sure they never escaped again, making sure they wouldn't do their same evil plots.